in January of 1959, I received a call from Gil Bond, who was at KAYO at the time, and Gil said they were looking for a new disc jockey at KAYO, and would I be interested in sending a tape over? And of course, I was very interested, and prepared an audition tape, sent it over, and was hired by Gil Bond and Ted Bell and Bob Pollock the end of January of 1959. And it was at that point that my wife Joni, myself, and then a family of Gary and Jerry moved to Seattle. It's at that point that the story of my name, how my name change came about. Up until that time, I had gone under the name that had been given me by my parents, Paul Berg. I had found certain problems with the name. It was seemingly not easy to recall. I would get mail for Hallberg, and maybe I said my name too quickly. In any event, I told Ted Bell and Gil Bond that I was really looking for a new name, that I very much wanted to change my name before I went on the air for the first time in Seattle. And through a process of elimination and a discussion in Ted Bell's office, it was, and many have claimed credit for this, but it was in fact the late Ted Bell who came up with the name Pat O'Day. He thought with O'Day High School and so on in Seattle, a good Irish name would be magic, but he thought we should spell it O-D-A-Y. Well, I concurred. I thought it was a marvelous name, and from that date forward, February 1st, 1959, I was Pat O'Day.